This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know that I've spent much time on exposing the unconstitutionality and therefore the unlawfulness of Obamacare, Romney Care, that which preceded Obamacare, then it became the Affordable Care Act, now it's called the American Health Care Act. And I've exposed the architect. I've exposed those that are behind the whole Obamacare, the whole Romney Care, the whole Affordable Care Act, the whole American Health Care Act. No matter what they do concerning their wordplay, it is illegal. And this is what's being spread across the United States of America again through yours truly, the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. Again, they're pulling you into a conversation and a debate only to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights. And if you don't stand up, America, and shut them down, you're going to lose more of your freedoms, and so are your children going to become more enslaved on a daily basis through this communist ideology of health care by force, through the use of the IRS to force you to pay. It's interesting because, friends, up until 1913, you are never personally accountable to the federal government for anything. And might I remind those that don't know the difference between federal and state government, the federal government is a creature of the state. The states are not a creature of the federal government, yet they want to turn it up on its head and begin to dumb you down and desensitize you into believing that the federal government rules the roost when in fact they do not. Read Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights and you will understand exactly what I'm saying. Furthermore, I will take the time and read it. I have it right in front of me. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The question the state should be asking the federal government is where are they deriving the authority and the powers to implement that which is illegal and unconstitutional. Remember, that which is against and works against the Constitution is null and void. And furthermore, just to show you the gullibility of most Americans that are catching up and falling in line, drinking the Kool-Aid of the modern-day conservative. Remember what the architect of the American Health Care Act said. His name is Jonathan Gruber. He said, the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. I'm highlighting this again, America, because this is what they're shoving down your throats once again. I also want you to listen to his next comment. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Those that are caught up into the whole debate concerning the American Health Care Act, now it's been named, you are caught up into something that is completely, folks, created out of thin air. I also want to go over to Jonathan Gruber, the architect of American Health Care Act. He said the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. He said, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. He said, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. Just tell them what they want to hear and it will pass, is what he said. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of American Health Care Care Act even went on to say that when we're done with the employer-based health care insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. Then he continues on and says that P.T. Barnum said a sucker's born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. This is the architect of American Health Care Act. Do you think for one moment Donald Trump does not know who the architect is and what he has had to say? Do you think he has taken the time to read the Constitution to understand the unconstitutionality? Well, I can just hear somebody coming through an answer back right now saying, well, Bradley, he is calling for a full repeal. I want you to think about how you've been caught up into this wordplay. You need to listen to what you're caught up into. What do you mean repeal and replace? Because replace comes behind repeal. It's illegal from its inception, and it's illegal to the very end. The American people should be proposing the questions to those that serve we the people. Where are you deriving the authority to implement government health care in the first place? We've even heard today, friends, those that have in the past repealed Obamacare in the sense of eradicating it, laying the axe to the root of the tree. Get rid of it. It's completely unconstitutional. Matter of fact, even some of them have gone as far as saying it's illegal, but now we hear them talking about how they just need to repeal it and replace it. Sounds like they got the money they needed to go ahead and sell you down the river, huh, America? Because that's exactly what they're doing. I also want to remind you, America, as President Andrew Jackson said, he said at the Supreme Court, who came in and named it a tax, if you remember Supreme Court Injustice John Roberts, when he declared that it was a tax, did you catch this? He declared it to be a tax, friends. Remember when he sold out America? He said at the Supreme Court, Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, he said if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, he said, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now become our ruler. You know, it reminds me of the woman that would have, she had the issue of blood for years. And she pressed in and she touched the Christ. And she was completely healed from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. You know, he's the one, Jesus is. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the same yesterday, today, ever, and ever. Isn't it interesting that he also said, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will? And then when you go over to Acts 10:38, friends, this comes to my aid. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And that the blind eyes see, and that the deaf ears hear, and that the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, all manner of sickness and disease is healed, and even those that are dead will be blown out of their grave, because we serve the resurrection and the life, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, going back to the woman that had the issue of blood, isn't she the one that said that the doctors took all that she had? You know, it's interesting, America. We sit and we live in a system today where the doctors literally rape the patient. Isn't it interesting how they have a care for the patient? But when you see the bill, you have to ask the question, who does this work for? Because how many times do people have surgeries that they have to go and sell their home so they can pay the doctor off that has such a great care for them, to merely in hopes of getting whatever sickness they may have removed? This is the system they're pushing you to. It's huge for the insurance company. It's huge, folks, for the pharmaceutical companies. It's huge for the medical industry. America, it's illegal. So why are you caught up into the debate? Again, tell those that represent you in your prospective states and ask them the question, where are you deriving your authorities? Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side. What we're going to be talking about is confronting our oppressors onto the SPLC. But I have to share a couple things I didn't get to yesterday. Today, we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out those pages. Those two pages, they interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook account, and or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, for what it's worth. Folks, also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out at any time online, those are the outlets. Please do check them out, friends. We have about 570,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis, and we totally appreciate you. Also want to let you know that if you'd want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. And with that, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I wanted to highlight a couple things. I was just exposing what they're trying to pass, what they're trying to jam down your throats once again, friends, and mostly it's working with the ignorant concerning Obamacare, Romney Care, Affordable Care Act. Now it's the American Health Care Act. Hey, folks, if it's such a good idea, again, let me lay to your candor, why is it not applicable to those that serve we the people? Such a great idea, but it doesn't apply to them. They don't want it. Does that tell you what's going on? It shows you, friends, that they sold you out, America. They have literally sold you out. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have GOP health care dies in the Senate. Trump calls for simple repeal of Obamacare now. Yeah, so they can rename it. Same pork in the bill, friends. Just a different name. That's it. As a matter of fact, the Drudge Report even responded to what's going on today. And they said the most unproductive Congress in 164 years as to what's going on. Well, folks, why are they dragging their feet? Because it's a good smoke screen. They're diverting your attention from what's really going on in your country and what really matters in your country. Folks, these people, you can take this how you want to take it. In some cases, literally, friends, they're paid actors. They're nothing more. And what's sad, though, is that the American people, they stand back and act as if they don't know what they are doing or not doing concerning their representatives. They know exactly what they're doing, folks. You call them what you will, but keep in mind, the joke is on you. I also want to show you a little of the kickback that I get from the today's conservative, which are yesterday's liberals. I mean, they're pathetic. Folks, I simply, again, I laid this to your candor last week. I simply laid this out as a question to the people. And the question was, can anybody show me in the Constitution where we have a two-party system? That's all I asked. And I got one lady coming back and saying, I said, can you just tell me, where there's a two-party system? And this lady came back just yesterday, and she had said to me that I was a snowflake. Not only did she call me a snowflake, she used some choice words in the process. She says, right, and you're a snowflake who doesn't know that the Lib Dem snowflakes destroyed the country. She said, I don't play well with snowflakes, or Lib Dem is what she called them. Then she told me to go to HE double hockey sticks where they belong. And she was talking to me, by the way. And then she also said that I'm on the wrong blanking page. And when I just simply asked the question, that's all I did. And I said, I didn't ask you that. I just asked you to show me where there's a two-party system in the Constitution that our founding documents read out to us, where we can make reference to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And she got mad at me. Of course, there's nothing new under the sun. Keep in mind, those that were crucifying the Christ, they were the religious people of the day. It was the Herodians and the Pharisees that had them crucified, friends. Those were supposed to be the good people. They would have called themselves the right of the day. And keep in mind, they were the ones that were decrying, crucify him, the truth that exposes us. Read John 15. And they said, we have no king but King Caesar. It's the same thing that they're saying today. We have no king but King Donald Trump. Away with Christ. Fully on him. We had a friend, Michael Peruca, who's out in Maryland, who ran for the Constitutional Party for the President of the United States of America back in 2004. And it's interesting to note, friends, that when talking about Michael Peruca in the Constitution Party, you know, concerning the issues in which we deal with today, he said he was at the CNP, Council on National Policy in Washington, D.C. He said these conservatives today, they're about as stupid as the left used to be, as they would call them. And they are, believe me. They're the reason you're in trouble today, America. Believe it, like it or not, it's the truth. He said they're so Reaganized. He said if you were to take Ronald Reagan and put him in one room and put Jesus Christ in the other room, he said Jesus would be left alone. They'd all be over there flocking to Ronald Reagan. You're exactly right on. And by the way, funny I should say that, because the running points, the campaign promises, and the talking points that were used by Ronald Reagan were exactly that of Donald Trump. And so for merely even laying the question out to the American people concerning Obamacare, RomneyCare, American Health Care Act, they think it's a direct attack on Donald Trump by asking the question. Well, who's the responsible party, America? First of all, you are. And second of all, the man that you supposedly voted in to be the President of the United States, is it his job to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image? Absolutely not. Because again, folks, we're ruled by law, not by opinion in this country. But for some reason, again, America, now that he's got the right jersey on, for some reason or another, he gets a pass because now he's renamed what Romney originally brought forth, and then Barack Hussein Obama on a local level in Massachusetts, Romney, and then Barack Hussein Obama took that blueprint and threw it out there and called it Obamacare. And it's health care by force is what it is. It's making everybody pay for it. And if you don't, then the IRS comes in and threatens you. That's an oppressive system, America. And first and foremost, it's illegal. And I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. But folks, why are people so bent out of shape when I just simply ask the question, show me the constitutionality of not only just the two-party system, but now going back to Obamacare, Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, now the American Health Care Act, show me the constitutionality. Give me a call. 17 years later, still waiting for the answer, folks, on some of these questions that I'm asking. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Anytime you'd like to call in and prove me wrong, I'll be more than happy to take my bad. But up until that point, I'm going to keep blowing it in the wind. I'm going to keep showing you what Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 9, and the illegality of Obamacare, an Affordable Care Act, an American Health Care Act, and Romney Care, how illegal they are. Because what you have is a bunch of criminals trying to shove it down your throat that they don't want to be a part of. They don't want to be a part of it, friends, but they do want to force you to pay for what they say is best. Best for all, right? I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get to tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, confronting our oppressors. When you get a moment, read Judges 3. Did you see this in Minneapolis? Yesterday I didn't get to finish that audio as to what's going down in Michigan. I'm going to play that in just a couple moments. But what I want to do first and foremost, friends, is I want to share with you in Minneapolis, in the 5th District, where Keith Ellison just happens to be the representative. For some reason or another, he was given a badge, the first Somalian Muslim police officer. He was given a badge to be a police officer in the state of Minnesota. Just the other day, friends, ends up murdering an unarmed blonde yoga instructor who was in her pajamas going up to the car to share with the police officers that there was a rape taking place. Did you hear what I said, America? I just told you that the first Somalian Muslim police officer, which runs antithetical to who we are, the first Somalian Muslim police officer in Minnesota murders an unarmed blonde yoga instructor for reporting a crime. Muhammad Noor was the first Somali-American Muslim. Folks, you can't even... Listen, if you're an American, you're an American. You're not an African-American. You're not a Somalian-American. You're not an English-American. You're not an Australian-American. If you're in America, you're an America. We're all mutts at the end of the day. But there are those that ally themselves with who we are as a people, and there are those that do not. Okay? So, Muhammad Noor... the first Somalian police officer in the 5th District in Minnesota shot and killed a woman in her pajamas reporting a crime. I got more for you on this when we come back from sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm taking it as it comes, friends. We have the first Somali Muslim police officer in Minnesota murders unarmed blonde yoga instructor. Just happens to be a part of Keith Ellison's district. Is that ironic? Muhammad Noor was the first Somali Muslim officer in his precinct. I'm trying to figure out how that happened. Same thing with Keith Ellison. The mayor heralded Noor's induction into the force. I want to take a moment to recognize Officer Muhammad Noor, the newest Somali officer in the Minneapolis Department, Police Department, she wrote. They held celebrations. Kind of reminds me of Keith Ellison when he won his seat mysteriously for the 5th district, friends. Well, the Muslims, it was reported by the FBI that the Muslims were going up and down the hallways shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Boy, isn't that information just interesting how it just kind of dissipates into thin air and the media doesn't report that to their own demise. To their own demise. Craziness. In 2016, though, she wrote a lengthy Facebook post that praised the hiring of Noor. A city newsletter said Noor was hired in March 2015 and is 5th Precinct's first Somali police officer. A welcoming event in his honor was well attended with hundreds of people showing up to meet, congratulate, and welcome to his precinct, the newsletter said. Hey, folks, look to England right now. How's that working out for him? Hey, Michigan, how's that working out for you? Dearborn, hey, how's that working out for you? Basically, dispossessing everybody, bringing their third world country with them, huh? Hey, Michigan, got a question for you. How is that governor wannabe, that Muslim that came from the Middle East, the guy that wants to run for the governor of your state, how's that working out for you? You think this is a game still, right? I know you do, because you still haven't dealt with it lawfully. Justine Damon was shot and killed while wearing her pajamas and speaking to another police officer after calling 911 to report a possible assault in an alley behind her home on July 15th, reports the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. Neuer's partner, he was allegedly stunned when Neuer opened fire. He was stunned. Why would he be stunned? Think Progress cites a KSTP TV report that a source with the direct knowledge of the shooting said Monday that the woman was shot multiple times while speaking to a police officer with pajamas on, reporting a crime. If a blonde cop killed a Muslima, we would all be raked over the coals. There would be marches and calls for the Sharia legislation and God knows what. And there shouldn't be. This is America. This isn't Somalia. Mohammed Neuer, the Minneapolis police officer who was accused of shooting and killing Justine Damon, an Australian yoga teacher and spiritual healer, was the first Somali officer in his precinct in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, listen to this. A year ago, the arrival of Neuer on the Minneapolis police force was celebrated by the mayor and Somalia community he hails from. Did you know that there was a pending federal complaint against him, though, by a former social worker from Minneapolis who says Neuer and other police officers violated her constitutional rights in March by ordering her detention at a hospital after she called 911 to report a drug crime and other issues? Matter of fact, Damon was shot and killed while wearing her pajamas and speaking to another police officer after calling 911 to report a possible assault in an alley behind her home on July 15th, reports the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. The shooting death has caused outrage in both Australia and Minnesota, where Damon, who also went by the name of Justine Rusek, was a beloved teacher of meditation who held betterment workshops and was supposed to be married in August. Authorities have been very vague and tight-lipped on the shooting. Who's protecting these people, America? But they told you, and they want to assure you, America, that this individual who shot an American for zero reasons, multiple times, while speaking to a police officer, reporting a crime with her pajamas on, he shot her multiple times, friends. They want to assure you that it's under investigation. However, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune newspaper has reported that through three sources that Damon, 40, in her pajamas when shot was speaking to Neuer's partner at the time through the window of a police car in which Neuer was allegedly a passenger. Three sources with the knowledge of the incident said Sunday that two officers in one squad car responding to the 911 call pulled into the alley. Damon, in her pajamas, went to the driver's side door and was talking to the driver. The officer in the passenger seat pulled his gun and shot Damon through the driver's side door, sources confirmed. And of course, friends, the excuse is, well, I thought they had a gun. Now, we're talking about a bad cop here, not a good cop. Good cops are just as angry about this as any of us are, friends. No weapon was found at the scene. No weapon was found at the scene. Wow. Man, how many times I've brought this to the American people. Man, you just going to sit around and let this happen to your country? And let the women do the work? I mean, here we have a bold woman going outside in her pajamas, warning the police officer of a crime that was just committed in her pajamas, and she gets shot down by a Muslim in the street because he had a badge on and he thought it was his duty to do so for no reason whatsoever. No reason whatsoever. Did you know that he was under investigation? Did you know that on three different occasions? Did you also know that he was never disciplined for his alleged crimes? When I think about what's going on in this country, America, and with the American people let it take place, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to say the least. Here we have our representatives bringing these people in, now putting badges on their body, now killing our women. And he was reported on three prior occasions, and yet he was never disciplined for it. Folks, this is called allowing the enemy to set the standard. And this is what's happening in our country today. And just keep in mind, friends, because people want to make it a color issue. If this would have been the other way around, it would have been all over the news. And those that are in the media, you sicken me to the core. You're the worst of men. You're worse than the devil himself because you're an advocate to his crimes. And you deserve what you get at the end of the day. And what you're too stupid and ignorant to realize is this applies to you too. You love those that are willing to come into this country, not to assimilate, but to destroy this country. And you want to go ahead and advocate and defend them and their crimes against we the people? I think you need to wake up. And I think the American people need to wake up and deal with the likes of you and hold you accountable for your crimes against we the people. Because you are the ones that are setting the narrative. You are the ones that are being used to assault anybody that speaks out against the crimes of people and such that I'm highlighting now. That there's no end to your hypocrisy, and at the end of the day, you will fall into that pit. And the sad part, again, friends, is everybody's going to go right along with them if you keep letting them do it. This individual needs to be dealt with lawfully, big time. I want to share this with you really quick, too. Noor, this Somalian police officer in Minneapolis that shot this woman that was reporting a crime with her nightie on, Noor has already been sued in his brief 2-year career as a police officer in May of 2017 incident. He and another officer responded to a woman's home and took her to the hospital, which the woman alleges constituted false imprisonment, assault, and battery. Well, of course, that's what the Quran teaches these people. Beat your wife. So for her to say that she was, you know, the recipient of assault and battery by this Somalian that has a badge on America, why would that be so far? I mean, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? According to the lawsuit, the officers claimed that they had valid reasons to believe the woman, Teresa Graham, was experiencing a mental health crisis. That's all they have to say. She wasn't right in the head to justify their crimes, friends. Noor allegedly grabbed her right wrist and her upper arm, injuring her shoulder. These were crimes that were committed before. He was never disciplined. They were accused of violently and forcibly detaining her and transporting to a hospital against her will. And yet here you have the mayor in Minnesota praising this individual that, again, just killed a Minnesotan for reporting a crime. Oh, and of course, friends, there was no body cameras running. We'll see how this one goes down. People aren't too happy about it, I can rest assured. Yesterday, I started playing a piece as to what's going on to the good Americans that are rising up and responding to the crimes of those that think they're going to come into America and upend who we are because they don't need to assimilate, said Linda Sarsour, where the media is giving her voice constantly, friends. She's a Palestinian American, she calls herself, and she's telling people not to assimilate that come over into the America illegal, friends, illegally. She's telling the Muslims, you don't have to come over here to assimilate. Of course not, and that's exactly what they're doing. But the media is putting the microphone right up to her mouth, friends. And now look what we're looking at. Cop named Muhammad shoots, kills unarmed woman who called 9/11. Hey, man, how long are you going to let this go on? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, yesterday I started playing this piece, and I want you to hear the whole of it. It's Michigan just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. I just want to high-five those that are actually standing up and doing something about the issues in which we face. And it's interesting to note that our forefathers said that if there's trouble, let it come in our time, so our posterity does not have to deal with it. Well, we're on the same page. We understand the same way, and we understand that we are ruled by God, and I praise God for it, because He is the one that brings liberty to a man. That's found in His Son, not outside of His Son. But you also understand when that you're born in the Holy Ghost. You know, it reminds me of a picture that I seen out east. It was a Bible museum, and it was really cool, the things that these guys had concerning the artifacts. And there was a picture on the wall that used to be in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers' office, his study room. And it was interesting. The picture was a king with a sword in his hand, prodding his soldiers forward. And it said, comforting his soldiers. The Holy Ghost comes to comfort us, right? That's exactly right. Now take the word comfort and bring it back to Old English, and you'll understand that comfort means to be pushed along in war. That's Old English. See, it had pith and marrow. It had guts. It had punch. And it had weight to the words and the definitions. They've been so watered down. People think that the comforter pattern and now just comes about to make you feel good in your sins, when in fact Jesus came to deliver us from our sins and put us in the war. The greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man, clean him up, make him holy, bring him back, and take him out of that unholy situation, clean him up. Then, after he's cleaned up, to put him back in that unholy situation and rock the world for us, for his Lord and Savior. Well, that's exactly what Comforter really is, and that's what the Holy Ghost does. Outside of the fact that he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. Now, in saying all that to say this, we're in this together. We can do this. Keep in mind, less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we have over 241 years later. So you keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, because both you and I understand that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. And also keep in mind, he's the one that said, call unto me and I'll answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Now, for the sake of time, let me get to this. Michigan just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. Now, this has to do with female mutilation, okay? So it's a victory in the sense of people standing up and taking it to the enemy and saying, you're not here to overthrow who we are. If you're not here to assimilate, you're going back to where you came from. It's that simple. And that's what the American people need to stand up and mean before it's too late. Now, listen to this again. Michigan just took their state back. It's computer animated. But again, listen to the information, because it's vital, especially for you folks in Michigan. It's a lesson for the rest of us to stand up and do the same thing.
Michigan just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. The state of Michigan is quickly turning into a Sharia swamp, thanks to the reckless immigration policies of Obama all over the past 8 years. Places like Dearborn, that was once an all-American town, has now earned the nickname Little Baghdad, where markets, businesses, mosques, and Islamic schools surround residents, as the place has been transformed into a third world country. In the wake of disturbing reports of a Muslim now being positioned to take over as governor, lawmakers are quickly realizing they have to take drastic measures before their state is completely overtaken by Muslims. In an unprecedented move, Michigan has just passed a law that will instantly make most Muslims instant felons overnight, sending a clear message that Sharia law will no longer be tolerated in their state. Michigan has been on everyone's Sharia radar lately, after the huge scandal emerged recently about the two Michigan doctors who were caught forcing female children to undergo genital mutilation. Dr. Fakhruddin Adder, 53, and his wife, Farida Adder, 50, were arrested several weeks ago at their medical office in Livonia, Michigan, where they were charged with three federal criminal counts, including conspiracy, female genital mutilation, and aiding and abetting. But unfortunately for the Muslim couple and the entire Muslim population of Michigan, things have gone from bad to worse after what lawmakers just passed overnight. After realizing that only jailing two Muslims for their crimes would do little to stop the rampant cases of little girls being mutilated in order to comply with Sharia law, as it's common that Muslims will just perform this procedure on their own children, Michigan has just passed a law that will send any Muslim to prison for 15 years who is found guilty of taking part in the procedure, to include parents. Pamela Geller has more. The law was written and passed in the wake of a widely reported and horrific discovery of the procedure being conducted on two girls from Minnesota and four from Michigan, allegedly by a doctor in Detroit. The federal government investigating the incident said the FGM was pushed in these instances by an India-based Muslim sect called Dawoodi Bohra. Governor Rick Snyder, who will be running against Muslim Abdullah Syed in the 2018 governor race, is frantic to take back control of his state that is being completely overrun by these Sharia-supporting Muslim terrorists. Those who commit these horrendous crimes should be held accountable for their actions, and these bills stiffen the penalties for offenders while providing additional support to victims, Governor Rick Snyder said in a statement. This legislation is an important step toward eliminating this despicable practice in Michigan while empowering victims to find healing and justice. Fox News went on. The practice, also known as female circumcision or cutting, is a federal crime punishable by 5 years in prison. but the new Michigan laws, which also give prosecutors and victims more time to pursue such cases, create harsher penalties for procedures that have been condemned by the United Nations but are common for girls in some parts of Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Michigan is the 26th state to officially ban the practice in the U.S. The state laws take effect in October. The new laws apply to parents or others who knowingly facilitate genital mutilation, including the transporting of girls to another state for the procedure. Defendants in such cases will not be able to defend themselves in court by saying it is a custom or ritual. Under the laws, the statute of limitations for criminal charges to be filed will be 10 years or by the alleged victim's 21st birthday, whichever is later. Victims will be able to sue for damages until their 28th birthday, which is longer than the previous 2-year window after the discovery of harm. The State Department of Health and Human Services will develop an educational and outreach program targeting specific populations, including girls who may be at risk. Teachers, physicians, and police also will receive information. Advocates say few states have enacted education requirements or longer statutes of limitations. This barbaric procedure has no accepted health benefits and is only performed to exercise control over young women, said one of the bill's sponsors, Republican Senator Tanya Schuettmaker of Lawton. We owe it to our girls to give law enforcement and prosecutors every available tool to bring the perpetrators to justice. It's good to see lawmakers coming down hard on these Muslims who prove on a daily basis they have no intentions of assimilating into Western civilization. If they want to carve up their little girls and live under Sharia law, they can happily do that over in their lovely crap-covered third world countries. Thanks for watching.
Well, there you have it, friends. That's what you get when you respond. That's what happens when you put your foot down on crime. It's called justice, which guards our liberties. Just look to the Supreme Court chambers, friends. Look above the Supreme Court. Look at Moses there with the two tablets in each one of his hands. Look what's inscribed in stone on the Supreme Court building, friends. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Folks, we were going to talk about Tell the Truth and Shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, but this is another group of people, your oppressors, who mean to oppress you, who mean to rule over you, along with the state-controlled media and corrupt politicians who are trying to subjugate you to the rule of arbitrary government, according to them. When justice goes unpunished, friends, you exchange God's law for man's law. And really, man's law should be called man's policy. And that's why you have man's 10,000 policies. And if we want to eradicate them, let's simply get back to God's 10 commandments. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up another oppressor, the one that I wanted to pick up today, due to the fact that we have seconds left of the show. We're going to get to the Southern Poverty Law Center tomorrow. We got to the ACLU yesterday. We got to the Muslims that refuse to assimilate. We need to send them back, America. It's that simple. No tougher penalties. Just simply send them back from where they came from. If their God is God, what are they doing here? They came here because they know God is God. And they experience something when they come here that they've never experienced in their life. And it's called liberty. And it's our family members that fought, bled, and died to give it to us, America. First in the spirit, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and through the natural, friends. And the best way to establish and draw the line in the sand is to put our foot down on their crimes, to let every one of them know that in this country we fear God. And if you don't like it, you can lump it. We'll see you. Tomorrow we're going to get to Tell the Truth and Shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. Keep in mind Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Sometimes the press will describe us as modern hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Let's deal with them, America. I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.